The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, October the 18th, and it's a perfect segment we have for you on a Friday morning, because I have Yvonne Matthews and Dr. Mabel Grimes with us today, and I always enjoy having these two ladies together. We go back to the Pepper and Friends days, so with Yvonne for so many times, and both of you were on doing poetry.
Yes.
And I like their sassiness and their wit. And I think the last time you were on Radio Friends, both of you did a poem together. And I said, come on back and do it again. But
yes.
Yvonne waltzed in here this morning and said, well, I've got news for you. We're going to do something. And by the way, that hat that you have on is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But just for you, Paul.
Thank you. Okay. If you want to see what I'm talking about, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you can see Yvonne's special hat.
Is this the camera?
That's it, right there. But anyway, Yvonne waltzed in here today, and she said, well, we're going to do something a little different. You two are not going to read poetry together, but Mabel is going to do a poem herself, but she's going to do it in
dialect.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, actually, Paul, it's written in Negro dialect, and it's a skill to be able to read it and then perform it. And Mabel is one of the best readers of dialect poetry that I've known. And so I thought that perhaps this would be a new experience for you, and that you would enjoy seeing her and hearing her perform it. So I decided that I would come today just with my hat on, as we've agreed that every time I come, I have to have on a hat.
Right.
And so, or I have to have my head covered. So for you, I have my head covered.
Thank you.
And so I am here to be Mabel's agent.
Okay.
And to adorn your
set
with my beauty.
You got it. So Mabel, will you do the poem now in dialect? It's called
When Melindy Sings. It's by Paul Lawrence Dunbar, who wrote in both Negro dialect and English, regular English.
Okay.
So go away and quit that noise, Miss Lucy. Put that music book away. What's the use to keep on trying if you practice where you're great? You can't start no notes of flying like the ones that rants and rings from the kitchen to the big woods when Melindy sings. You ain't got the natural organs for to make the sound come right. You ain't got the turns and twistings for to make it sweet and light. Tell you one thing now, Miss Lucy, and I'm telling you for sure, when it comes to real right singing, tain't no easy thing to do. Easy enough for folks to holler, looking at the lines and dots, when there ain't no one can sense it, and the tune comes in spots. But for real melodious music that just strikes your heart and clings, just you stand and listen with me when Melindy sings. Ain't you never heard Melindy? Blessed soul, take up the cross. Look here, ain't you joking, honey? Well, you don't know what you lost. You ought to hear that gal a wobbling, robins, locks, and all them things. Hush they mouth and hides they faces when Melindy sings. Fiddling man just stops his fiddling, lay his fiddle on the shelf. Mockingbird quit trying to whistle, cause he just so shamed himself. Folks are playing on the banjo, drops their fingers on the string. Bless your soul, forgets to move them when Melindy sings. She just spreads her mouth and hollers, come to Jesus, 'twere you hear sinners trembling, steps and voices timid like a drawing near. Then she turns to Rock of Ages, simply to the cross she clings, and you find your tears are dropping when Melindy sings. Who that says that humble praises with the master never counts? Hush your mouth. I hear that music as it rises up and mounts, floating by the hills and valleys, way above the burying sod, as it makes its way in glory to the very gates of God. Oh, it's sweeter than the music of an educated band, and it's dearer than the battle song of triumph in the land. It seems holier than evening when the solemn church bells ring, as I sit and calmly listen while Melindy sings. Tossel, stop that bacon, hear me? Mandy, make that child keep still. Don't you hear the echoes calling from the valley to the hill? Let me listen. I can hear it. Through the breath of angels' wings, soft and sweet, swing low, sweet chariot, as Melindy sings.
Oh. So that's poetry in dialect.
Written in Negro dialect. So look at it, Paul, and see if...
I was trying to read it before we went on, and she pulled it away from me. She said, you don't know what you're reading there. Though, I tell you what, I so enjoyed watching you also, Mabel, the facial expressions and the movement of your body. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I so enjoyed that. I appreciate both of you coming out here today. And really, you need to, you're listening to it on the radio, but go watch it on the web. Go to kbia.org, then click on talk shows and then Radio Friends and watch this segment. And the expressions on her face are priceless. So how long have you been doing this?
Oh, since I learned to read Paul Laurence Dunbar when I was small. My mother used to encourage me.
To read in dialect.
Well, to read the poem, and yes.
Yeah, it was written
in dialect. And I don't ever remember necessarily. He has some other poems now that are written in dialect that you really have to work on. He has one, though. It's so long, you can't do it on a show, I don't think. But it's called The Party. You know, the one where the man falls in the fireplace. It is hilarious.
So did you speak in dialect a lot?
I don't know, Yvonne. Do I speak in dialect? No.
Every now and again.
Depends on
yeah.
What's going on.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Ladies, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
And please come back again.
Okay.
Will you?
Okay.
Sure. Yvonne?
Sure.
You know the door is open to both of you.
Sure.
Monday, we're talking with Lorenzo Lawson, Youth Empowerment Zone. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio with Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan Al-Yong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. So how would you say in dialect, we'll see you Monday?
See you.
Oh, okay. See ya.
Well, bye.